Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and mental strength, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today's podcast is going to be on integrity. This is based on mental strength tip number 13. The reason why one of the things, just a side note, is I'm taking some of these mental strength tips, and make them into a podcast because I've been getting a lot of notes and stuff from readers and subscribers and listeners asking to go into a little bit more detail on those mental strength tips I put on the blog on Mondays, and it kind of is a virtual coaching session to engage you into thinking about the mindset for personal success and some of these habits of mental strength top achievers. So these podcasts may have been getting a little bit shorter, but they're taking a concept and going deeper in that. And so today is based on mental strength tip number 13, personal success starts with integrity, and we're going to focus on that word integrity. Now, according to dictionary.com, a couple of definitions: integrity is adherence to a moral and ethical principle, soundness of moral character, honesty, and that is wonderful. Another definition is state of being whole, entire, or undiminished. This is the one that we're going to investigate a little bit in this podcast, the state of being whole and entire. You know, there's a Boy Scout saying that talks about at the end, a scout is clean in thought, word, and deed. That's integrity, and that's what we're talking about here is mental strength and personal success is about starting with integrity, meaning what you think, what you say, and what you do are all in alignment. And when you have something in alignment, it is in integrity. You look at a piece of wood or something, when it's in integrity, it means it is aligned. It's complete. It's undiminished. So when you look at yourself, what you think to yourself and what you say to others and what you do, are they all aligned? Are they all the same? If one of those is different, you are out of integrity. Not that you're dishonest. However, we could make that argument as well as being honest as being what you say you tell somebody. But this is far beyond being honest and telling the truth, because there's another podcast I talk about truth being versus fact. So we won't go down that rabbit hole on this one. But this is more about internal, looking at yourself. What are you thinking? What are you saying? And what are you doing? Externally, you could be talking to people about, yes, there's a lot of great opportunities, or yes, I'm feeling good, or yes, something, but your head is down, your body language is showing something else, and inside your head, you're saying to yourself, this is a crock, this is not true, I don't feel good, there is no opportunities, I don't have any money. That is out of integrity. And so to get in integrity really lines up the flow of energy in your body and also lines yourself up for the law of attraction and all the other energy that is manifesting around us. If you look at a garden hose, right, you make a kink in it one way, a kink in another way, a kink in another way, it's out of integrity, it's not aligned, and the water can't flow through it. When you straighten that out and it's in a complete line, the water flows through it. There is nothing there to resist against it. And so being in integrity starts, I feel, because I'm the mind coach, is with your thoughts. You have to really observe those thoughts. What are you thinking? And is that thought in alignment with what you want to create? So let's start there. First is you write down your goals. You say you want to create, you want to live a life of prosperity, of abundance, of health. And you say you want these things, but then you're thinking, oh, my back hurts, I can't get to the gym, I don't have enough money for this. That's completely out of integrity. And when you're out of integrity with what you're saying to yourself and what you desire, one of those is going to manifest, and it's certainly not going to be the one you desire. It's going to be the one that you're talking to yourself about. So by changing your internal conversation through either reading my posts, getting developed the Mental Strength of a Warrior ebook, coming to one of my second passages, or coaching with me, or coaching with somebody, changing your beliefs will change your internal conversation. And when you change your internal conversations, that's the foundation of building integrity. So you have that talk about yourself, and that self-talk will help you walk through the world as you want to be perceived. So if you want to be perceived as a healthy, abundant individual, talking to yourself, believing that, will help you stand up and walk powerfully and create this chi, this energy around you as you move through the world, that people will look at you. They may not even know you, but they'll look at you and go, you'll have this aura, this energy about you, that they'll go, wow, that person's got it together. So thinking, and then they're going to see it, and then you're going to be able to create that. So your thoughts, words, and deeds. So your thoughts, you're going to help create the words that you're going to say to people and to say to the world and to say to your others, and then your deeds are your actions. So when your actions are in line with your thoughts and words, that's being integrity. We started with thoughts. Let's talk about words. Now, this is, the words are external. So if you think of yourself as abundant and prosperous and healthy, and somebody says, hey, how are you doing? It better be something better than just okay, if you want to be in integrity. It's, man, I'm feeling great, wonderful, everything's perfect. And, well, you don't have to say everything's perfect, but you're getting the gist of it, I hope, that how you express yourself doesn't describe what you are or who you are, it creates it. So your thoughts are the beginning point. Your beliefs will bubble up to thoughts, and then as you speak the words, that is going to create your environment, because that is your creative process. And then as you take action to back up that thought and the word, those are your deeds, that is going to help you become in integrity, that everything is going to be aligned. And when those are aligned, energy flows correctly, and you're going to be able to manifest your desires. It also will help you develop that mental strength to stay on target. When you are aligned with thought, word, and deed, you will not be distracted. You will be completely focused. Focused again. Follow one course until successful. You will be focused on what you want. And that's integrity, is a straight line between where you are and what you want to go. It's that straight line, that congruence, if you will. So taking a look at what do you want in an area of your life? It may be relationships. It may be money. It may be career. Whatever it is, look at what you want. And then what are the words, the thoughts that you're thinking to yourself? And then what are you telling people about that? Are you saying, if you want to get into a loving relationship, are you saying, oh, there's no good more men out there, or all the women out there are crazy, or all this or all that? Those words aren't in line with what you want. So you have to change that, and those words are coming from your thoughts. So you could keep those thoughts that there's nobody good out there, but you could tell somebody, oh, you know what, I'm really not in the mood right now. Well, baloney, because you just, I'm using this as an example, you just said that you want to be in a loving relationship. So either you do or you don't. That would then also be out of integrity. You see how this can become a really tangled web when we aren't in alignment. One of those aspects that aren't in alignment is not going to allow for the creation of what you want to have in your life. Again, that could be money, health, relationship, whatever that may be. So looking at, again, I know I keep working on the thoughts, but as a mind coach, I have to come back to thoughts, and these are beliefs. So look at your thoughts, pay attention, be aware of those thoughts. And the first place is to, you know, look at your beginning, which is your thoughts, and then what do you want? Are those two in agreement? Great. If they are, great. Then look at what you are telling people. Are you telling people that it's going to be tough? Are you telling people that whatever excuses you're making, or are they reasons for creating that? So your thoughts may be okay, but your words, which actually come from unconscious thoughts, may not be in alignment. And then let's just, for example, say that your thoughts and words are great. Are you doing anything about it? Are you taking action? If you're not taking action, you're not in integrity, because you say you want something, you think you want it, and you say that you want it, but if you're not taking action, there's no integrity there. And what's holding you back from that action is a disempowering belief. So taking a look at that, so then you can say, okay, well, I'm not taking action. Let me go back and look at a belief that can support it. So that's how we start this process of taking the thought, comparing it to what you want, are they aligned, and then start moving into the middle, and it comes down to action for creating what you want. So with that, I hope that it this helped out a little bit. Again, go back and take a look at mental strength tip number 13, personal success starts with integrity. And in there it talks about self-image and some other things. So between that tip and this podcast, I really feel that you're going to be able to get a good handle on integrity is a lot more than just being, quote, honest or truthful. So remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your mind, the world will program it for you.